closed, but it's been closed, you know, so I don't pay much attention to it because we don't, you know, we just don't keep up with that sort of thing. But, yeah, it was before they actually decided to build one, there was a big stink about that.
Were most of the churches opposed to it? How did it get, I mean, they've tried to do the same thing in Georgia, but particularly in the, well, conservative sections, you know, outside of Atlanta, you know, the churches would be very opposed to it, and I don't see how it, you know, would ever carry.
Yeah. Well, so far as I know now, I know the church we're in, they were mostly opposed to it, you know, and as far as I know, most of the churches were opposed to it. But, you know, there's so many people that are outside of the churches. Really, I mean, there's more outside than there is in, so I guess that's how it came into being, but
Has there been a lot more horse stables and farms and all around here?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I know I've seen a lot more people with horse trailers on the backs of their cars, and they're all heading toward Bossier City.
Is that where the racetrack
mm-hmm.
is?
It's over in Bossier.
Are people living in Shreveport allowed to vote on Bossier?
Uh-uh. No. It's like two separate cities. Mm-hmm. They call them the twin cities because it's just separated by Red River. You know, you can go over the bridge and you're right. Of course, now you can go down I-20 and get over there. But, they call them the Twin Cities, but it's actually, you know, it's mm-hmm. two separate cities. But if you, you know, when we have elections, you can only vote. If you live here, you can only vote in Shreveport.
It doesn't seem like that would be quite fair. In Atlanta, say, if you work in Atlanta, you have to pay, and they vote to have, you know, some taxes or something, you wouldn't be allowed to vote. But if you commute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be the one paying the taxes, you know.
Yeah.
Like you'd have the same sort of situation in Shreveport and Bossier City.
No. They have their elections and we have ours.
How would you call a female horse?
Is that a filly?
What if she's grown? Maybe she's a...
I don't know.
And the things they put on the horse's feet would probably...
On the horse's feet?
Mm-hmm.
Horseshoes.
What do you call a game you play with them?
With horseshoes? Just throwing horseshoes. I don't know. Does it have a name?
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Ring toss.
Okay. And the thing is, you put the shoes on, the parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on, they're called the...
Oh, the hooves?
Okay. And you... call that just one. You call that one.
Hoof.
And the male sheep is called a...
The male sheep. Ram.
Okay. What about the female?
Female sheep. I can't think.
What do people raise sheep for?
For wool.
Do they have sheep around here at all?
Well, I guess, you know, out on some of the farms they probably do. Not right around in here. If I see one, I don't...
What about the animals you get pork from? Those are...
Pigs.
When they're full grown, they're called...
When they're full grown?
Mm-hmm.
Pigs? I don't know.
Any other name for pigs?
Well, when they're babies, some people call them piglets. But I don't know what you call a full-grown pig.
What would you call a female?
Female pig? Is she the one that's a sow?
Okay, and the male?
I don't know.